Rose Cross Ritual. It is imperative that all the exercises on all these tapes be performed regularly. Sooner or later, some salutary results may follow. You might then wish to offer up a prayer of thanksgiving at the opening of each practice session. Use your own imagination and ingenium to compose the kind of prayer that suits you and your own beliefs, rather than follow slavishly some already existent prayer, no matter how excellent it may be. Now face the east. Place the lighted incense stick on the altar or table in front of you. Raise your arms to form a cross. Intone this invocation. I am he, the born, the spirit, having sight in the feet, strong and the immortal fire. I am he, the truth. I am he who hate that evil should be wrought in the world. I am he that lighteneth and thundereth. I am he from whom is the shower of the life of earth. I am he whose mouth ever flameth. I am he the begetter and manifester unto the light. I am he the grace of the world. The heart girt with a serpent is my name. Extend the right arm in front of you, holding a lighted incense stick, and trace in the east the first large rose cross. Visualize a beautiful, transparent, clear blue flame of the cross following the movement of the incense. From the top of the upright bar to the bottom, from opposite the left shoulder to opposite the right shoulder for the crossbar. Halfway on the top part of the upright bar, start the rose circle by moving the incense stick to the right, around the intersection, and close again at the top. The name Yeheshua should be vibrated as the cross is traced, and the name Yehovasha vibrated as the rose is made upon the cross. Yeheshua. Yehovasha. Upon completion, the incense stick should be pointed to the center of the rose cross. Pause. Then, with arms still extended, turn right. Move to the south, which you face. Again, trace the rose cross as before, vibrating the names Yeheshua and Yehovasha. Visualize the beautiful blue flame following the incense as you trace the large rose cross.
Yeheshua. Yehovasha.
Point the incense stick at the center of the rose cross, and with your right arm extended in front of you, continue to the right until you face west. Complete the rose cross with a vibrating name.
Yeheshua. Yehovasha.
Point the
incense stick to the center of the cross. Arm extended, move to the right, to the north. Inscribe the rose cross in this quadrant and vibrate Yeheshua and Yehovasha as before.
Yeheshua. Yehovasha.
Point to the center of this rose cross of the north, and with extended arm, complete the circle, pointing to the center of the east rose cross, where you are once again facing east. Pause and lower your arm momentarily. Point the incense stick to the center of the rose cross of the east. Now extend and raise your right arm with the incense stick towards the ceiling, moving from the front east to the rear west. Halfway between the rose cross of the east and the west, point to the ceiling. Trace the rose cross with the incense stick there, and vibrate Yeheshua and Yehovasha.
Yeheshua. Yehovasha.
Lower the extended arm to the rear or west and touch the incense stick to the center of the western rose cross. Your body will turn slightly as you do this. Continue, moving now from west to east, lowering the extended arm at the midpoint. And pointing towards the floor, trace the protecting rose cross with proper intonation of the names Yeheshua and Yehovasha.
Yeheshua. Yehovasha.
Raise the extended arm to the rose cross of the east and complete the circle by touching the center of our first rose cross. Pause and lower your arm momentarily. Turn and proceed to the right, so that you are now facing the south. Raise the extended arm and incense stick, pointing to the center of the southern rose cross, and then lift it towards the ceiling, moving towards the north. At the midpoint, pointing to the ceiling, vibrate the names while tracing another rose cross.
Yeheshua. Yehovasha.
Touch the center. Pause. Then lower the extended arm back over your head to the North Rose cross, where the center is touched, and the extended arm moves down and back towards the south to the midpoint on the floor, where the Rose cross is again inscribed. Vibrate the names and visualize the transparent blue flaming cross.
Yeshua, Yehovah Shah.
Touch the center of the new cross and then complete the circle by returning the pointed incense to the Southern Rose cross, touching the center and closing the circle. Extend the arm to the front of you, and holding the incense stick, move to the right, all the way back to the east, closing and completing the circle. The right arm is now dropped to the side. Extend arms to form a cross. Then invoke with me. Unto thee, soul wise, soul eternal, and soul merciful one, be the praise and the glory forever. Who has permitted me to enter thus far into the sanctuary of thy mysteries? Not unto my name, but unto thine be the glory. Let the influence of thy divine ones descend upon my head, and teach me the value of self-sacrifice, so that I shrink not in the hour of trial, but that thus my name may be written upon high, and my genius stand in the presence of the Holy One. In that hour, when the Son of Man is invoked before the Lord of Spirits, and his name in the presence of the Ancient of Days. Amen. Now lower the arms and sit down quietly within the magic sphere. Relax completely. Meditate quietly upon the meaning of the ritual and the invocations. Christ be with me, Christ within me, Christ behind me, Christ before me, Christ beside me, Christ to win me, Christ to comfort and restore me, Christ beneath me, Christ above me, Christ in quiet, Christ in danger. Christ in hearts of all that love me, Christ in mouth of friend and stranger. try not to let your mind wander. Who should not praise thee, O Lord of the universe, unto whom there is none like, whose dwelling is in heaven, and in every virtuous and God-fearing heart? O God, thou vast one, thou art in all things. O nature, thou self from nothing, for what else can I call thee? In myself I am nothing. In thee I am self, and exist in thy selfhood from eternity. Live thou in me, and bring me unto that self which is in thee. If your mind wanders, gently bring it back. Now breathe deeply. Move your body. Gently return to your normal conscious state.